The pandemic is exacerbating the challenges facing immigrants who are seeking to acquire legal representation to represent them in detention and deportation cases. But there are efforts to create a legal defense fund to provide representation for immigrants in that situation. KGNU's Rosana Longo has this report.
Studies have shown that immigrants with representation are 10 times more likely to have successful outcomes than those who are unrepresented. We spoke with Sara Plastino, senior attorney with Remain, Rocky Mountain Immigrant Advocacy Network, about the effort for the creation of a legal defense fund.
So the Legal Defense Fund is a program to fund lawyers for indigent Coloradans appearing in deportation proceedings before the two immigration courts in Colorado. There's one in Aurora for people in immigration detention, and there's one in Denver. Now, many people don't know this, but there's no right to appointed counsel in deportation proceedings like there is in criminal proceedings. So as a result, the vast majority, nearly 70% of people appearing before the immigration judge do so without a lawyer. And this is so despite that people with lawyers are 10 times more likely to be able to remain in the United States than people without a lawyer. And this is, you know, without regard to vulnerability. So children facing deportation proceedings don't have a right to a lawyer. People in immigration detention don't have a right to a lawyer. Victims of human trafficking, same. So this is an injustice that is throughout the system that many people actually don't know about. The effort to create a statewide fund is a campaign of the Colorado Immigrant Rights Coalition, CIRC, of which Remain is a member, to create a state bill to establish the fund in law. And the fund is important to keeping Colorado families together. It's designed to assure that no person should face deportation proceedings without a lawyer purely because of poverty. And it is aimed at ensuring fundamental fairness and due process and upholding the integrity of our court system.
I'm speaking with Sara Plastino, senior attorney with Remain. We are talking about what people in detention or deportation without any legal representation are facing right now. What do you want people to know about this issue?
Absolutely. This is a grave injustice that's taking place in our backyard. Your neighbors are facing a deportation without an attorney by their side. If you can imagine what that would feel like for you or your family member to be in that situation purely because you can't afford to hire a lawyer when everything is at stake in your life, your ability to remain with your family, your safety, your security, your future. So the stakes are incredibly high, and immigration proceedings are very complex. They're technical. This is a law, an area of law that's nearly as complex as the tax code. And proceedings are adversarial, which means that immigrants are up against a government prosecutor and they have to argue their case. And the burden of proof is on the immigrant, which means that the immigrant has to prove that they have the right to remain in the United States, not the other way around. And this requires, you know, submitting substantial evidence, complex legal argumentation, and the proceedings are in English. All applications and evidence must be submitted in English. Proceedings are fast-tracked. And if you can imagine trying to put together a defense from in immigration detention, people in immigration detention are isolated from their family, their community, their support network. They have very little access to information, and they have to prepare their cases alone from a prison-like facility. This is also similar to, you know, a child appearing before an immigration judge. If you can imagine how absurd it is to require a child to put together their own defense. So under these circumstances, you can see why the statistic is so that having a lawyer is the single most determinative factor in whether a person wins their case or not.
The creation of this legal defense fund for those people facing detention or deportation is a statewide effort.
I've been talking about the effort to create a state bill, to create a statewide fund, but at the same time, there are several local efforts underway to create local legal defense funds. For instance, there is a movement in Boulder County to create a legal defense fund in Boulder County. There's currently a movement in Fort Collins and also a movement in Aurora. And the most established of the movements is the Denver Immigrant Legal Services Fund, which the city of Denver created several years ago now. It started as a pilot, and now it's a program underway to provide funding for, it has so far provided funding for hundreds of immigrants to have legal representation in their immigration proceedings.
Colorado has identified 13 new coronavirus outbreaks within its constellation of jails, prisons, and correction centers. What are your thoughts on this situation?
Yes. At the immigration detention facility in Aurora, there's currently a huge outbreak of COVID-19. A large percentage of the people detained there have tested positive, as well as corrections officers who work at the facility. It's a very serious and dangerous situation, and this only highlights the urgency even more because of the health and safety and public health implications of having immigration proceedings for people in immigration detention without a lawyer. It makes it only more urgent. Can you imagine trying to request release without the help of a lawyer? And people with serious health conditions are, you know, remain in detention and remain at risk of, you know, serious illness and death from COVID-19, but don't have the benefit of a lawyer to petition for their release.
What can people do to support your efforts to create a legal defense fund for those that lack representation?
Well, you can let your state elected officials know that you support the fund. You can call the governor's office and tell him that you also support the fund. And you can participate in your local immigrant rights organizations. You can support all of us. Next Tuesday is Colorado Gives Day, which is a local corollary where local Coloradans support nonprofits. And so you can remember different immigrant rights organizations in your giving this holiday season as well.
That is Sara Plastino with Remain, talking about the need to create a fund to provide legal services for those facing detention and deportation in Colorado. For KGNU, I am Rosana Longo.